House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has reaffirmed that the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump is indeed looking into sending migrants from the southern border to sanctuary cities spread across the United States. Sanders appeared on ABC's This Week.
We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border, like San Diego and El Paso, and look at other options. Again, not our first choice. Ideally, Congress would fix the problem.
And Sanders emphasized border problems are fixable.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs, and help us stop this awful crisis that's taking place at our border.
President Trump has come under sharp criticism for the sanctuary cities idea, including the charge that he intends to use migrants as pawns in the battle with Democrats. That was echoed today by Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. He was a guest on Fox News Sunday.
My understanding is it's not legal. There's no budget for that purpose. This is clearly a political move for the president. He's using the immigrants as pawns in his political game of chess.
He may be an outlier, but one Democrat today was talking about talking. Benny Thompson chairs the House Homeland Security Committee.
We are absolutely, as Democrats, ready to sit down and talk. But we won't be lectured to by the president. Let's sit down and talk.
Thompson was on ABC's This Week. President Trump used overnight tweets to deny that he asked a border control official to close the U.S.-Mexico border and that he offered a pardon if that official faced legal problems. On Friday, the New York Times and CNN reported Mr. Trump had asked Kevin McAleenan, then the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, to shut down the border to stop migrants from coming into the United States. This is VOA News. A Somali regional minister tells VOA